T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a secret show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minch, and intern Anthony. You know, this is where really it's our conversations behind the mic. You know, what happens in the room when we're not on the air.
Yep.
So it's not really to listen at work or at least keep the volume down. And it's definitely not for kids. Although this one's not so salacious, I guess.
I mean, compared to last time, nothing will be as salacious.
You guys have been making fun of me because, and even my daughters have mentioned that the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 posts that I've put on social media are about my son.
Literally.
And literally, like, I don't even have daughters. And I did notice that when you look back and look at all the pictures, you're like, yeah, people are probably really sick of seeing my kid. But I'm starting to have anxiety. And I think we need to talk about this on the air, or I need to talk about it on the air, because he's going away to college. He's never been away. He doesn't know who his roommate is. He's 3 hours away. Oh. I'm going to lose my mind. I will not be able to function when I drop him off. And I know there's got to be moms like me out there. So that's why eventually I have to talk about this on the radio. But I broke down the other night hysterical because it's like 18 years went by like boom. And he's not going to be in his room. I'm not going to hear the computer. I'm not going to hear him talking to his friends online. Did you guys go away to college? Help me.
You're
going to
be a mess. My parents were my dad was chilling. My mom was a mess, Karen. You are going to bawl your eyes out.
So did you know who your roommate was before you went away?
You know how much I don't like change? My roommate was my best friend since age 5. So I
knew him. Yes. Yeah. Okay, that helps. When I went away to college, you got put with a roommate. You didn't know who they were. And then we talked a couple times. I don't know how, because I went in the 90s. There was no, like, texting. So it turned out that we really got along. We were the only mature girls. It was an all-girl dorm, and the entire hallway, we were like a step above in maturity from these other girls. Like, these girls were playing basketball up and down the hall at 2 o'clock in the morning, screaming, yelling. They had never been away from their parents before, so we were like
fucking nuts. It's girls gone
I
wild.
Nuts. I would open the door and go, "Well, yeah, shut up."
Oh, so you were always a Karen.
I mean, trust me, I partied too. I really did, but like, it was stupid. I can't explain it except that I don't think they ever lit a cigarette, drank, smoked a joint, any had a sleepover. Nothing. And I'm not, you know, advocating for those things. I'm just saying it was crazy. They all failed out. By the end of the year, there was one room left because they couldn't handle their freedom and partying and going to class.
Jeez. So your son doesn't know the roommate at all. Did they meet at like an orientation yet?
No. So there's an orientation. Actually, today is the day they have to decide on a roommate. And they kind of have a Facebook page, and then they talk to each other and everything. And he is talking to one kid right now from Staten Island, actually.
Hey!
I think they're going to be roommates. But if not, then he'll just get put with somebody randomly. And I'm just like losing my mind, and he's really nervous about it. So I guess, Johnny, you didn't get to go away and not know a roommate.
I did meet friends at the orientation that I ended up living with later on in college. So I mean, I think it's great to throw new people into the mix, but it's when you get that stranger, like one of my friends from my college got paired with a stranger who basically who he walked in on having sex on his bed.
By himself or with somebody?
Oh, right. The guy was having sex with a girl on my friend's bed. And why? He could have used his own bed.
Right.
That's bad.
That's bad, but like, you could get somebody that's a total partier and you need to study and there's like 40 people in your room, or vice versa. You get a roommate that's just really, you know, quiet and doesn't want to go out and do anything. Or, I mean, when you first get to campus, you're like, let's go out. Let's like walk around our dorm and meet people or something, you know. And
that's what I was going to tell you. You got to be careful of with your son, because my sister, when she went away to college for the first time, and I'm not going to say where she went so that no one gets in trouble here, but she had my dad hide White Claws in the ceiling because, you know, someone comes in and checks to make sure the alcohol's not there and everything like that.
Oh.
Okay. Whatever. So my dad's doing it for her. And all of the other girls in the same dorm room are all bringing in liquor and putting it in the ceiling and underneath the bed and things like that.
You so just blew up everybody's jam right
now.
Yeah,
I did. I did. That's three out of four girls. Then the fourth girl walks into my sister's dorm, who's going to be, you know, in the same room with them, opens the door and goes, I hope there's going to be no alcoholic drinking in here. And just stares at my sister and the other two girls. Because she was so against the idea of drinking underage and drinking in college. And it got awkward.
Boy.
And now keep in mind at the same time, my dad has one hand in the ceiling with a White Claw.
I mean, yeah. That's absolutely true. I have one daughter that swears she does not like alcohol, and I guess that's going to make a big difference. I don't know if she's going to be that girl that goes, I hope, but you have to live with these people. Like, you're not home anymore, so it's you got to be respectful on one thing, but, like, I'm stressing out so bad. I lucked out with my roommates. And
you went away, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you said that.
I went away to Monmouth University, and I didn't know my roommate. I just didn't know her, and we ended up getting along. It was great.
Ugh, I would have never. I would have skeeved the shit out of
that. Yeah, you didn't go away yet?
The first semester of freshman year, I went to go visit one of my friends at Quinnipiac, and I knew for sure that I made the right decision because we were in his room. There was pot brownies smashed into the ground as if someone was stepping on them. That's how dirty the floor was.
And you're not offended by pot. You're offended by the dirt.
Correct.
And the mess.
Correct. So I'm chilling with my friend. His roommate stumbles into the room drunk, throws up in my friend's sneaker that's on the floor.
Yep, college.
And my friend goes, as if it's fucking nothing. I would have skinned the guy alive and hung him outside of the dorm.
That did happen to me. I was in a triplex. There was three of us in one room. Uh-huh. And my bed, the foot of my bed was by the bathroom. And my roommate had a girlfriend sleep over. They came home really late, really drunk. And her bed was on the other side of the room. Well, her friend got up to go into the bathroom to get sick. Didn't make the bathroom, but made my feet.
Oh,
all over the bottom of my bed. I'm not lying. And I was like, I want to go home. It's just so bad. You just got to deal with it.
I think it was the first weekend that I was away at college. This person sleptwalk. So this is my friend Dave. I'm going to call him out. He sleptwalk in the middle of the night. And I guess he thought his roommate's bed was the toilet. And started peeing on my friend Dan.
Come on.
So my friend Dan wakes up, and there's a stream of pee coming onto him. And he's like, what the fuck? And my buddy woke up and snapped out of it. He was sleep peeing on my friend.
I have chills. I just shuddered. I would die. I don't know what's worse, puke or pee.
True. Anthony, what's worse?
Puke. 100%.
Okay. Could you imagine Anthony going away, not knowing his roommate? He would probably be the first one there. He'd set up all his stuff.
Yes.
Everything would be immaculate, and he'd be there with gloves and, you know, Clorox wipes. Hi, welcome. I'm your roommate. You're behind this line, and don't be dirty.
Exactly.
He would just be like such an uptight little bee.
But I would party and everything, too. At the same time, I'd just make sure that my room was clean. It wasn't all just the cleanliness, though. That's not the only reason why I didn't go away. And I hope your kids realize this, too, because they're foodies. And when I saw...
Your mama cooks.
Right. When I saw what some of these colleges make for quote-unquote food that you got to buy there, when you go to Connecticut or you go to Pennsylvania somewhere... You're eating shit on a stick compared to New York City. We have the best food.
He doesn't know any college names. UConn.
No,
there's a million. You go to Connecticut or Pennsylvania or Delaware.
I never went to see them because I never considered it an option. But you're eating shit food there. There's not even places to get a bagel with cold cuts on it or cream cheese or something.
Oh, God.
I could not do that. I could not be away from my food for 3-4 months at a time. Absolutely not.
But Karen,
you just didn't want to leave mommy's house because mommy's going to make you food. And why? Why?
That's
when
not
you
true.
Can stay home in all your glory.
Because I'd already move out. I'd already move into an apartment now. I just want to save my money. But the problem is that it was the food and the cleanliness. I could not do it. I hope your
but
kids know.
But it's all
know.
Part of college. The sloppy food that you eat your freshman year at the dining hall. Like, yeah. Anthony, my friends and I used to sneak tinfoil into the dining hall and, like, sneak pizza back to our dorm and, like, chicken sandwiches. It's fun. Yes, the food
we
sucks.
We had good food. Yeah, we had good food at where I went to school.
But that you was know, Jersey. That's why. It's right here. It's Jersey. That's why. You went to Monmouth.
I can't believe you didn't go away and have that experience of rooming with anybody.
No.
Not that I'm judging.
I have a question for you, too, because you went away. Because I noticed this with my little sister who went away. Do you kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Let me tell you the story and see if the... Okay, my sister came home from school. There was a dip in the refrigerator that was like 7 weeks old and really old chicken in the back of the refrigerator. It was all we had. It was all we had. And I went... Throw that shit out. We'll order something. And she goes, no, we can still eat this. And started to eat it. Because in college, whatever's in that fridge, you just deal with it. Is that what happens when you go away?
You're tight on funds, man.
No!
Sometimes you have to. Oh. I wouldn't. I don't know if I would do the chicken or the dip, but. Listen, you bring home your food, you steal your sweet and low packets, get extra forks and knives at restaurants because you don't have anything back at your dorm room. It's what you do.
Oh.
Anthony, I hate to break it to you. Your sister sounded stoned in that moment. So just
maybe that was it.
I feel like if Anthony went away to college, he'd have a little more chill.
No. Karen's right. I'd be with
it
a
does teach
bottle.
You. It does teach you to be more... independent and more tolerant, like, you know what I mean? Like, you grew up with things your way in your house, and then you go out into the world, and it's one thing to sleep 3 feet away from another person that you don't know. It kind of makes you got to roll with the punches and learn, like, I can't party tonight. I have to study. I have an 8 o'clock class I have to make. And trust me, I had one 8 a.m. class, and it was English, and he was so hard. And I was like, dying every time I'd walk across campus. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna throw up in this class. But I went and I passed.
Still drunk.
Do you know what I mean? Whatever it took. When the rest of my dorm was sleeping, and I'm like, hey, don't you, how come you weren't in psych today? I just want to watch soap operas. And I'd be like, oh man, okay. That ain't good. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do both. You have to be responsible, and you can party. You can, trust me. I did my share. Let's send Anthony away.
Yeah, all right.
We need to.
No way.
You would have so much fun, especially being a prankster. Like, think about the shit you could get away with on college campuses. Anthony, around Christmas time, my roommate and I put a boombox out of our window and blasted Deck the Halls 24/7 while we went to class. Like, there's so many things. I woke up one morning and there was a gigantic, like, 12-foot fish in our toilet bowl. Like, college is just an amazing place.
Yeah.
Did you join a frat, John?
I didn't join a frat because I didn't want to be hazed.
Did somebody
and I didn't
just
wanna,
fart?
Like, sleep. That was my chair.
It sounded like a fart. I'm gonna be
I know. I didn't want to let that go because we're not on the air. I can ask.
I think. Oh, no. It was my chair. I swear. I didn't want to, like, live in an attic for, like, 2 months. Like, they're serious with the frats, like, with the hazing and shit. So what I did was I just became friends with the frats. So I drank their beer for free, went to the parties, and didn't have to, you know, shove a toilet paper tube up my mouth.
Bunghole.
Or whatever the hell stupid shit they did. But no, not in front.
My son's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, you just feel it out. I didn't join a sorority, but my best friends did. Like, so me and my one friend were like, nah, it's not for us. The other two pledged. We watched them get tortured, but they were happy to. They did it and whatever. And then we reaped the benefits of it because all the sisters loved us. We all lived in one house. And, you know, when they had pledges come through, they're like, hello, Miss Karen, would you like something from 7-Eleven? And this be 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, yeah, can you give me cheese fries and a Diet Coke? And,
nice.
You know, I was like, I was like, you girls don't have to. It's okay, ma'am. It's okay, ma'am. I'm like, don't call me ma'am. You're not pledging me. And they're like, do you want the cheese fries or not? I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
So I did benefit from it, but Not really. I didn't get to go to all the cool things they went to. So we'll see what he does. I'm losing my shit. I'm losing it.
You're going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He might cry. I remember when my parents left me, I thought I was so cool.
Don't tell me that. Oh.
Well, I thought I was so cool. Like, finally, I was off on my own. But my roommate hadn't met me yet. And so they left. And it was the very first time I was all alone in my college dorm. And I just started weeping. Oh, I cried for like an hour.
Oh, you know what? Johnny is a crier, but I forgive you. But you know what, Johnny? They left you because they knew who your roommate was. Like, I'm sticking around to meet this kid. I am going to be there for the whole thing. Make sure he's okay. Watch how they get along. And then I got to go. It's up to him.
Yes, you do. And that car ride home is awful for everyone else because my mom.
It's
going
to be 3 hours
when
long.
We drove my sister to college, the ride home was 3.5 hours. She might as well have been dead, my little sister. It was the same amount of crying and screaming and anxiousness. It was so bad. It was awful. So, good luck.
I'm not going to be the driver. That's all I know. I won't be able to take myself home.
If intern Anthony did go away to college, his parents would have been like, yes, finally, get him out.
I know, right? Well, you guys are going to be on the journey with me. And, you know, I'm that mom that's going to be like hanging on his leg. Don't leave. maybe we can call him at college and make sure he's going to class. We'll put it on the air.
Of course. He's going to be like,
wake him up.
He's going to be like, hey, guys. And we're going to go, Jay, what's going on? Your voice changed. Yeah, I got laid here.
Ew, stop it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
On his roommate's
bed. That was what I was... Maybe you guys shouldn't call him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.